Well, Eunan, just a couple of hours away, and I know, given Tyrone's record at under 21 over the last, well, maybe not over the last decade or so, but over the previous decade, certainly everybody looking forward to getting a crack at getting back into another All-Ireland under 21 final this evening against Roscommon.
Hi, well, it would be nice now, Tom. You know, as you said, we've had a fairly lean time at under 21 over this last, since 2006, since Mayo beat us in All-Ireland semi-final. So, you know, we're glad just to be back at this stage, and you know, we were particularly glad to get over Donegal after a really tough battle.
Yeah, and tell me about this team, because, you know, the strange thing about it is it's not a team that's laced with senior county players, unlike a lot of under-21 teams.
No, and funny, now, to be fair to these guys, the equivalent of age at Maynard's, the one who lost their title, but even if you compare the two teams, they're completely different. You know, you're talking, I had a look this morning there, there are six of the guys that are starting today would have played in that All-Ireland quarter-final against Meath back in 2012. So, you know, there's been a big turnover of players since that. You know, for them to come out and win an Ulster title, you know, was probably something against the odds as well, you know.
Yeah. Obviously, Fergal Logan, Peter Canavan and Brian Doher have done a wide search and obviously have come up with a different type of player.
Well, this is it as well. One thing you can say about this team is that there's, as you said, there's no senior in the county stars there yet. But they're footballers from 1 to 15 and very hard working half forward line, but they can all play ball as well. You know, midfield, two ball playing might not be always the highest feeling, but, you know, they certainly don't lack for football ability. And, you know, it's a fairly solid defence.
Are people somewhat surprised that they've come up on the blind side to win Ulster, or was there an expectation from early on that Fergal had got a blend together that was showing signs of shall we say, doing something?
You know, you get into any championship, you're always hopeful that you've assembled the best players in the county, and you know, if you're not going to be that far away. And no, but you was given our performances as under 21, you know, it was, there was no great expectation. You know, Fergal came in last year, he came in fairly late last year, and he tried his best, but things just didn't happen. But no, he regrouped over the winter and he had his plan, you know, that, and he carried it out, and it's come to fruition. You know, he brought in, Ryan had been there for a couple of years now, he brought in Peter this year.
Yeah.
And then the addition of Peter Donnelly, you know, to the background team for all the sides has been a big, big help.
Yeah, and it's obviously a welcome development and a welcome under 21 success, because, you know, things haven't been going all that well for the seniors, and I'm sure there's a lot of people hoping and looking that possibly this team can go on and do something, and a number of them can graduate to the senior team.
Well, this is it. You know, just even having a look at, like, there's still quite a few guys that are eligible again next year, and but no, there's definitely, from what they've shown so far, there's a couple of guys that will be putting their hands up in the near future to say to Mickey that I'm ready to make the step up.
And your opponents this evening are Roscommon, by all accounts, a crack team, very impressive in Connacht, and already have won the Hastings Cup, and you know, have a good track record at under 21, albeit they failed to get over the final hurdle. But what, two of the last three All Ireland finals?
Well, this is it. You know, the developments in Roscommon at underage level over this last while have been, they've had a record on the second only to Dublin, to be totally honest about it, you know, at under 21, and to Galway as well. You know, they were particularly happy to get over Galway in a Connacht final, you know, just to get that monkey off their back. And but no, they're definitely, they've a really, really good forward line, and the throwing team will be, they'll be well prepared for them, you know, they'll be definitely,
yeah,
looking if they can shut them down, will be in with a chance. But no, listen, Roscommon are heavy favourites with the bookmakers, and rightfully so. You know, they put up a massive score against Sligo, put up a massive score against Galway, and you know, it's just a case of, we're happy with what we have, you know, a team, and we'll go down and we'll give them all we can.
And tell me, in terms of team, have you got everybody?
Well, that's the thing, it's a full clean bill of health. You know, Mark Bradley still maybe isn't 100% with his hamstring injury, and you know, Mark would have been a key player, would have been the top scorer in this team for Minor, and he's one of the few senior panellists, you know. But we've had Lee Brennan come in. Lee's still 18 years of age, and he's been phenomenal. You know, he's our top scorer in this competition to date, scoring 1-9. And so, pretty much a like for like replacement. So, you know, other than Mark, I think we're not that far away from where we want to be.
Yeah, and a big crowd are no doubt heading down from the O'Neill County.
Well, hopefully, anyway. You know, again, it's been a long time since we've been in All Ireland semi final at under 21 stage, and you know, we're hopeful the county get out behind us and try and get us another day out.